I'm Christine Seitz. I am associate teaching professor in the School of Music in voice, and I am the voice area coordinator, but I am also the director of Show Me Opera. This is now my 10th year at Mizzou, and when I first came to campus, I was hired to be the director of Show Me Opera, and I also taught a couple of sections of a class in masterpieces of music for non-majors to fill out my load. And as time went on, I think 2 years in, I started taking a few voice students because the voice area was at that time overloaded. So I added a few voice students at a time. And 5 years later than that, I suddenly had 8 or 10 voice students. And when my colleague Ann Harrell retired, I had been there longer than my current colleagues at that point, and so I became the voice area coordinator. So the voice added into my load as I was here. Voice teaching is something I have been very passionate about for a long time, but my main focus has always been here, director of Show Me Opera. I came from a very large and quite musically active family. I have 10 brothers and sisters. A mother who was trained as a pianist, a father who was a physician, but there was always music making going on in the family in various levels. I took piano lessons all through grade school and high school. I sang in choirs. I did a lot of singing, but I didn't ever really think of myself in those years as a solo singer. But I went to music school in college because it was an area I had participated in for a long time, but didn't have a lot of deep training in and wanted more. So that was why I became a voice major in college. I first did a music ed major. And then I, midway through my undergraduate years, discovered that I was more interested in the performance aspect and shifted over to a performance major in the undergrad years. I ended up finishing both of those degrees. So I did student teaching. I went out and taught in public schools for a year or two. I went back and did a master's in voice. Now I'm still in my early to mid-20s at this point. Have done some teaching, have done some performing, but opera hasn't really ever been part of it at that point. I doted on chamber music. I loved doing recital work. And in my late 20s, I started exploring operatic repertoire more in just private study. And one day, I was teaching in a private boarding school, and I was practicing my own solo repertoire, preparing for a recital or something. And one day, it hit me that I had a real passion for doing that, singing, specifically singing dramatic repertoire, repertoire that had a story, that communicated something to an audience. It hit me in a rehearsal, a solo rehearsal one day, and I remember telling myself, this is what makes you really happy. You have to figure out a way to do this. And, you know, when I work with students here, I know when they've heard that voice in them and when they haven't yet. And it's a pretty stunning moment, and I can still remember that moment in my brain. And so that was, for me, like I was probably 27, 28. I started trying to figure out ways that I could do it more and participate more. I think my first avenue into opera was through competitions. I did the Metropolitan Opera Competition in Wisconsin. And the second time I entered it, I won it. And it freaked me out because suddenly I was going to a regional level of that competition singing with, you know, singers who really knew what they were about, and I had not got a clue about opera career or any of that stuff. But the year after, I won it again and went to the regionals again, and that time I was second in line to go to New York City for the finals. And then I thought to myself, well, I better get serious about this, seek other outside help, and find a way to keep pursuing this. I ended up moving to New York City in my early 30s, getting a job just to pay the bills and pursuing lessons and coachings and doing as many auditions as I could. And it was 5 to 7 years before anything really evolved for me. But then I started getting hired and doing some pretty high-powered productions. I became a dramatic soprano and knew that that's what my voice was going to be when I was in my early 30s. Well, what that meant was I was singing roles. My first role on stage was Lady Macbeth in Verdi's Macbeth. So I was singing big, heavy-duty, very dramatic roles, and they were in operas that opera companies didn't want to take a newbie for because they're productions that have a fairly high dollar amount just to get them on the stage. And so it was hard to break in some of those roles, but I started getting some opportunities. I sang some in the United States and some in Europe and got a few oratorio and concert appearances and stuff like that, had management. And in the late 80s and early 90s, that's what I was doing full time. So I started in like 91, 92, doing opera directing. And again, it was by chance. Again, it wasn't something I had studied for or aspired to. I had a friend who was doing a music festival. She decided she wanted to try their hand at opera, and she knew me, and she knew I was a singer. And she asked me to direct Johnny Skeeky one summer. And I said, well, okay, I think you're nuts. This was a woman who played cello in the Lyric Opera Orchestra and had for about 20 years. She'd always been in the pit and only seen operas in their final stages when they came to the stage. That was, you know, and so it was like, oh, add water and stir and it's opera, that she never really had paid much attention to what was going on backstage. I said, I'll do it if you find me somebody who can do sets and lighting, because I know I can't do that. I said, I'll deal with costuming on a very humble basis, and I can do that show, and we'll get started that way. Well, I discovered I loved doing that. It made so much sense to me. It synthesized so many things that I had been doing in my life that I hadn't really known why I'd been doing them. And once I started directing, that was in the early 90s, I've been directing something ever since.
We often have interviews on this program that are focused around events. It is a special week on Mizzou Music when we get to do a faculty profile, and it's a very special week this week because I got to do a faculty profile with Christine Seitz. She is the coordinator of the voice area at Mizzou, an associate teaching professor of voice, and not the least, the director of Show Me Opera. Christine, thank you for making the time to visit today.
Thanks, Trevor.